Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening, and welcome to another session of our Gnostic Lab for practical application. What we would like to do tonight is to spend some time working with the actual relaxation of the mind. Mental relaxation is the topic that we have for us today. And as we do this exercise, we would like to invite you, as you have been performing these practices with us for a while, hopefully by now you have prepared your environment and you may have some good frankincense burning. And in the absence of frankincense, perhaps you would have the perfume of your zodiac just to prepare that environment and make it very, very conducive for a successful practice. What we would like to do, just as we have done in many other practices before, is that we would like to start guiding the exercise of relaxation. And after a while, we would like just to fade away in the background and allow you to continue with this practice. There is not much for us to see on the screen tonight, so what we have for you is it's a display of a beautiful calm lake that symbolizes the condition of a serene mind, of a mind in serene reflection and in serene observation. So beyond this, we will not be showing any other pictorials. You are more than welcome to cover the screen of your computer with a towel so that the intense blue light from the screen is not affecting the functionality of your pineal gland and without altering those biological cycles of the body, that you can then put yourself in a situation for a very, very successful exercise of relaxation. So for us to begin the exercise today, as we observe what Samael has been telling us relevant to the exercise of relaxation, he tells us, it becomes an indispensable condition for us to learn to relax the body for meditation. He says, there should be nothing, zero muscles, carrying any tension. He also says, it is urgent to provoke and safeguard dreams. He says, it is urgent for us to be able to provoke and modulate the condition of sleep. And we should be able to do that by applying our willpower. Because it is evident, and this is what Samael tells us, that the wise combination of being in the wake state and the sleep state results in that thing that is called or known as illumination. In this topic of relaxation, we ventured ourselves and we did a little search in one of the internet search engines. It really does not matter which one. And in a matter of a fraction of a second, we were able to identify 106 million hits on how to relax yourself, how to relax your body, and how to relax your mind. Now, this makes it very tempting for anyone who is actually seeking for this wisdom, because there is such an overabundance of information that it is like a very attractive flower with vibrant colors that as an insect we just tend to go out and look in that direction. But there is a problem with that. And the fundamental problem that that creates is that the more we allow ourselves to be looking here and there for a way to learn how to relax by not making use of the wisdom that we are receiving in Gnosis, what ends up happening is that the student becomes bombarded with information that is of poor quality, information that is half good, information that in many cases is erroneous, and in the worst cases is false. And when that happens, in our ignorance, we start trying to put things together so that we can create something that works with us. We end up creating these mental artifices that are nothing more than something that looks like a mental Frankenstein of this thing that we want to create so that we can achieve some kind of relaxation. You know, a mental artifice is kind of a mental procedure, an ingenious mental way for us to achieve something. And that is what we mean. So we will start taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that and putting together all of this thing so that we can relax ourselves, that we eventually just end up failing. Dear friends, it is the wisdom that we receive through Samael as he has unveiled, as he has torn the veil of Gnosis, the one source of information where we can find the very best of Buddhism. It is there where we can find the very best of Buddhism, of Hinduism, of the Judaic Kabbalistic tradition. It is there where we can find the very best of yoga, whether it is Bhakti, Raja, Agni, Nana Yoga. The very best of all of these things exists in Gnosis. And when we are looking for this wisdom outside of what Samael has already unveiled and tied together for us, we end up finding information that will not, under any circumstance, allow you to understand the actual poorness of our condition, both from the scientific and the philosophical perspective. You will get many opinions, but yet you will not be able to get the necessary doctrine that would allow you to comprehend what is this, if we could call it this, curse that we are experiencing from a philosophical and the scientific point of view. We would certainly not be able to understand what exactly is it that we have done that has led us to lose all of that happiness and that joy of that Garden of Eden. And that now we are facing the need of learning not only that there is an end to suffering, but the path to the end of suffering and the doctrine that can actually lead us out of suffering itself. We can continue looking outside and we will not be able to learn about the death that we must suffer internally. That death that has to do with the elimination of all of these things that bring suffering to us day in and day out. Like these angers and resentments, these frustrations, these ambitions, all of these vanities, you see? Certainly, if we continue looking outside, we will never learn how to adequately work with the magic of love. So Samael is giving us here exactly what we need so that we can successfully learn not only how to relax the body, not only how to relax the mind, but how we can learn how to transform ourselves in a way that is indeed transcendental in nature. When it comes to this topic of relaxation, he tells us, when we are able to bring relaxation to the body, to the emotions, to the intellect, when the mind is capable of achieving an absolute state of calmness, we start seeing in the screen of our mind a multitude of many different elements and sub-elements, actions, reactions, desires, passions, as if they were things that had nothing to do with us, as if they were things that were just separate from us. But that even though we see them and perceive them like that, all of these things, all of these egos that we refer to as that anger of mine or that desire of mine or those ambitions of mine, as if they were separate, all of these things are nevertheless awaiting for the right moment so that they can exercise their control over our own machine, over our own personality. So there is true value behind us being able to achieve the silence and the quietude of the mind, because when that happens, that relaxation of our understanding becomes very useful so that we can then walk into a space of self-discovery and self-knowledge. That way we can see those images as they project, and we can start understanding better that behind every action and behind every thought, there is a psychological aggregate. There is indeed an ego. And when we observe them and we comprehend them, it is then that we can truly invoke of the power of our Divine Mother and ask for their elimination. Because every time our Divine Mother intervenes, every time that we ask for the elimination of a defect, our consciousness, part of it, becomes liberated. And the more of that consciousness, of that essence that we have, becomes liberated, the more we walk into a space of an awakened state of consciousness, an awakened state of mind. So tonight, let's go ahead and put this into practice. Let's learn and remember that we are looking to create a condition where we can graduate, control our sleep state so that we can achieve a perfect balance between the wake state and the sleep state. That condition is certainly of utmost importance for us to be able to meditate, for us to be able to achieve illumination. Because remember, and science has done this for us, as scientists study the minds, as they study the brains of the great Zen Buddhist masters of meditation, they come to see that their neural networks arrange themselves and fire in ways that are very active, very dynamic, and very harmonious. The only way that we can enable that change at the physical level on that cerebral cortex is by being half awake and half asleep. Because doing that allows the vital body, the ethereal body that we all have, to exercise its necessary influence with those biological and those chemical ethers, so that those neural connections in those neural networks can start rearranging themselves. Dear friends, as that happens, we start seeing that the environment becomes a lot more conducive for us to relax, to meditate, and to receive with gratitude and gratefulness the difficult circumstances of life. Slowly but surely, we start becoming very capable of making the most of our most adverse conditions. So tonight, let's go ahead and let's do an exercise of relaxation. For those of you who have a comfortable bed, who have a nice yoga mat, who have a nice rug, please, as you lay down on your back in the posture of the corpse, allow your head to be pointing straight into the north. It is important that as we orient ourselves with the north, that we allow ourselves to make use of these natural flows of current. These electromagnetic forces are very useful for these exercises. And the best that we can do is follow the example of the humble compass and align ourselves naturally with the flows of those energies. In the corpse posture, as you rest on your back, bring your legs together, heels together, and allow your feet to open side by side as your legs relax. Your arms should be comfortably extended alongside your body, and allow yourself to close your eyes. If it is convenient and safe for you to do so, by all means, turn off the lights in your room. If you cannot lay on your back and all you can do is sit on a chair, then that is phenomenal as well. Allow your feet to be flat on the floor. And with your feet flat on the floor, just put your hands on top of your thighs, and keeping your spine vertical, allow yourself to relax. Now that we are in this posture, let's close our eyes. And let's allow ourselves not to be distracted by the physical senses. So with our eyes closed, we will take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. Our goal tonight is to relax our physical body, to calm down our emotions, and to bring a deep state of relaxation into our mind. For us to do this, let's allow ourselves to be aware of what is the emotional state in which we are right now. Perhaps some of us were a little euphoric earlier today, and we carried some of that euphoria into this exercise. Or maybe you were just feeling content. It is likely there were some of you who were feeling a little bored. Some others may have been feeling some kind of lack of interest. Lamentably, in our condition, perhaps there were some of you who were having a rough day today, and you were feeling sad at the time that you got into this exercise. Maybe others were feeling resentful or angry. Perhaps you may have been feeling some fear, you see. So in this vast spectrum of emotions, where were you? How were you feeling? Understanding this is important, because as we do that, we can understand better what are the psychological aggregates that are displaying all of their projections in the screen of their mind. In a state of gratefulness for being able to identify what is the emotional state in which we have found ourselves today, right now at this moment. Let's take another deep breath. Let's put into practice the exercise with the gnomes of the earth. Let's visualize that our body is made up of an infinite amount of little gnomes. Let's allow these gnomes to walk out the soles of our feet one by one. And as each one of them walks out, we can immediately feel a very deep and profound sensation of relaxation in our feet that extends from the soles of our feet into our ankles, and it rapidly extends into our calves, our shins, all the way up into our knees. And we experience this initial sensation of relaxation and lightness. And as we do that, we experience it with gratitude, and certainly we do not identify with it, because we know that every time that we identify, we fascinate with those sensations. And the fascination inevitably leads us into the sleep of consciousness. Maintaining that objective imagination, we continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we start feeling that sensation of relaxation extending deep inside our thighs. From deep within, all the way out to the surface of our skin. And we feel that relaxation throughout our thighs, our femoral arteries, all the way up to our hips, our buttocks, and inclusive the relaxation of our creative organs. It is here at the level of the creative organs that we have a very particular magnetic center. It is a very special chakra. The Apostle John refers to it as the Church of Smyrna, and it is the prostatic or the uterine chakra. It is at this point in the body where that magnetic center electrifies and magnetizes our sexual creative energy. And when our physicality is relaxed, then all of the effects of the chakra can truly be manifest, as we are making available our creative waters for our spiritual practice. We maintain our attention into our objective imagination, which is the same as the faculty of clairvoyance. And as we continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we start bringing that relaxation into our internal organs, our intestines, our stomach, our spleen, which is the foundation of our ethereal body, our liver, which is the foundation of our astral body, and also our pancreas. It is here, in the area of our solar plexus, where we have our second brain, that brain that is known as the emotional brain, that collective of neurons that our scientists refer to as the enteric system. And we continue breathing without forcing our breath. Releasing all tensions and all preoccupations with every exhalation. As we continue observing these little gnomes walking out of our bodies, out the soles of our feet, we bring more of that relaxation into our lungs, our heart, and from deep within our core, we allow that sensation of relaxation to emerge and to reach the outer layers of our skin. As this happens, we allow that sensation of relaxation to reach our shoulders, and as we continue observing those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we allow that warm sense of lightness to cascade from our shoulders into our elbows, down into our wrists, our hands, and come out our hands out through our fingers. With every exhalation, allow any of the worries, any of the preoccupations of the day to dissipate. And as you allow your physical body to sink comfortably into the mattress, as you allow your body to sink comfortably into the mat, feel yourself being vaporous and at the same time feeling light like a feather. continue to allow your breath to flow without making any meaningful or significant effort. And while still maintaining your attention and using your objective imagination to see those gnomes walking out the soles of your feet, allow that relaxation to reach the muscles around your jaw and relax down in your bite. Relax your tongue, relax your lips, relax your eyes and relax the muscles of your face. Relax the muscles around your forehead. And allow that relaxation to extend throughout all of your head, all the way around until it reaches the crown of your head. And by now, you will notice that your physical body feels a very gentle and subtle vibration that inundates every aspect of the body. This is what should be our natural condition. Whether we are sitting or resting, whether we are going around or about our day, when we are facing those challenging moments of life, this is the natural state of relaxation that we should be expressing. And we experience it with gratitude and with gratefulness, without identifying and without fascinating. And at this point, we can say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you, with all of our soul, all of our heart, for your guidance, for your wisdom. We beg of you that you awaken in us the faculty of imagination, so that we can learn to see the thing itself and not just the appearance of things. We ask for your faculty of inspiration so that we may know the true significance of things. And we ask that you awaken in us your faculty of intuition, so that we may know the true reason behind things without having to come up with so much use of the intellect, with so much reasoning, and with so many comparisons. In this state of relaxation, the mind will immediately start creating projections, and we will see events, circumstances, images, shapes and colors, sensations that go beyond the mere images of the mind and that become palpable by our senses. It is now that we must become aware of our mental state and put into practice what the great master Wu Wen taught all of his students. We must comprehend what we are seeing in the mind, and as we observe it and we comprehend it, the moment we do, we must deliberately forget it. So observe the thoughts that come into your mind. Don't judge them. Do not justify them. Do not feel ashamed if that happens. We limit ourselves to be observant. We strive to be like the director who is observing the movie, and not like one of the actors caught in the drama of the movie itself. Observe your thoughts. Comprehend how they associate to your emotional state. And see how those mental images affect your thinking. Strive to understand how they affect your emotions. Understand how they affect your habits. Understand how they may be based in impulses of fighting or fleeing. And more so important, how is it that they consume of your creative power in ways that are so wasteful? As you observe, chant with your silent word the mantra Om Masi Padme Jom. As these words of power are an invocation to the innermost, every time that you chant it, what you are indeed saying is, O God in me. Om Masi Padme. See, pardon me. Jon. Om Asi Padme Jon. Padme Jon. Om Asi Padme Jon. As you reach comprehension of those thoughts, to completely forget them, visualize yourself tearing up that screen and crumbling it in your hands and tossing it into an abyss. And in serene reflection and serene observation, observe the next one that shows up. Om Asi Atme Yom. Allow your physical body to sink comfortably into the mattress. And meanwhile, see yourself light as a feather. Consider yourself vaporous. See yourself with the ability to float. Jom. continue with your exercise. And dear friends, may all beings be happy.